So Lisa, it looks like we've got maybe another 30 or 35 minutes before the sun sets.
It still looks pretty high up in the sky.
It is, but I think the sun sets in about 35 or 40 minutes.
Okay.
So, and I just saw the pelican go down and get something, and then there's another one flying off.
There's not as many out here tonight.
No, it is. We're not getting the same show that we got
yesterday
when we were recording.
Yeah.
So we set a new record today with the beach ball.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Right, we hit it back and forth 104 times.
Yes, and with a
substantial wind.
Yes, with substantial winds.
Eclipsing our record of yesterday of 72.
Well, we didn't play yesterday because of the wind. So
Two days ago, you're right,
yes,
Lisa.
Yes.
So maybe we'll go for 200 tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
It's going to be tough.
Yes.
Because you get really anxious, right?
I wouldn't call it anxious, I'd call it excited.
I would call it both anxious and excited. I'm here, people. Trust me, that's what it is. I'm Deacon Dave.
Layperson Lisa.
Welcome to the Deacon Dave and
Layperson Lisa show.
So we are on to Psalm 77, so here we go. For the leader, according to Jeduthun, a psalm of Asaph, I cry aloud to God. I cry to God to hear me. On the day of my distress, I seek the Lord. By night, my hands are stretched out unceasingly. I refuse to be consoled. When I think of God, I groan. As I meditate, my spirit grows faint. You have kept me from closing my eyes in sleep. I am troubled and cannot speak. I consider the days of old, the years long past. I remember at night, I ponder in my heart. As I meditate, my spirit probes, will the Lord reject us forever? Never again show favor? Has God's mercy ceased forever? The promise to go unfulfilled for future ages? Has God forgotten how to show mercy and anger withheld his compassion? I conclude, my sorrow is this, the right hand of the Most High has abandoned us. I will recall the deeds of the Lord. Yes, recall your wonders of old. I will ponder all your works. On your exploits I will meditate. Your way, God, is holy. What God is as great as our God? You are the God who does wonders. Among the peoples you have revealed your might. With your mighty arm you redeemed your people, the children of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw you, God. The waters saw you and lashed about. Even the deeps of the sea trembled. The clouds poured down their rains. The thunderheads rumbled. Your arrows flashed back and forth. The thunder of your chariot wheels resounded. Your lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and quaked. Through the sea was your way, your path through the mighty waters. Through your footsteps, though your footsteps were unseen, you led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. So that's very good. I like that one.
Yeah.
So, Lisa.
A lot of key words in there.
Yeah, I was bumping Lisa the whole time I was reading that one because I was hearing key phrases, and we're going to see if she'll bring them up or not, people.
Sure, I can bring them up.
Go ahead, Lisa.
So the first one was console.
Yes, you refuse to be consoled.
Yes.
Yes, this is a problem that you can have from time to time.
Yes.
I know.
Yes, yes. I just push people away, push God away, and I just like to sulk.
Yes, yes. We were walking one time, and I looked up, and I go, God, now I know how you feel, you know, to be pushed away when you're trying to be consoled. But why do you think, and it even talks about God abandoning you.
Yes.
Right? So why do you think you're that way?
Because I'm trying to be self-sufficient.
Do you really think it's completely self-reliance?
I talked to you about that sometimes, I guess in the past, like I have felt like I didn't have anybody to console me.
Right. And so it can feel uncomfortable then.
To allow somebody to do that, to like let them see you.
Yeah, vulnerable and hurt or whatever, allowing yourself to be consoled.
Yeah.
Even God.
Right. Yeah.
Right? Which sounds totally like it doesn't make any sense, but for any of our listeners who have experienced this same thing, I think it's important for us to tell everyone and Lisa, listen, God loves you.
Yes.
He loves you completely. You have to let him hold you.
Yes.
You have to let him console you.
Yes.
And even if he's the one you're mad at because of something that's happened, that's okay.
Because like you said, he's the only one who could fix it.
Yeah. And he can handle you being mad at it.
Oh, yeah.
But he also wants to console you.
Yes.
Right? Have you ever been mad at someone and then hugged them at the same time?
Well, you did that to me.
That's true. And so, I mean, but, yeah, I'm a little confused by that because I was mad.
You were mad.
But I still consoled you.
And then you hugged me.
Right. But God is not mad at you.
No.
Right. So in this case, you're the one that would have to be, maybe you're mad and you don't want to be consoled, but then God is still ready to hug you.
Yeah, God's there with his arms open. We just have to walk into the embrace instead of away from it.
Exactly.
Yes.
And you know, the devil, he wants you to walk away.
Oh, yeah. He'll be like, come on over here.
Yeah, you need to wallow in this.
Let me talk to you some more lies.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, it's totally true.
And we all know that we can feed on our own insecurities, our own past, our own hurts, our own rejections, all of that stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah,
and,
exactly.
And the so I want to bring up another thing.
Yes.
Spiritual direction.
Yes, okay.
You know, I talk to so many people, Lisa, I know you talk to people, and we all need to sit down and just let someone listen to us tell our story.
Yeah.
And what's going on in our lives.
Right.
Because I do believe the Lord reveals things to us that otherwise on our own
we don't see.
Yeah, we don't see or we would not have thought about. And so the Lord himself enters into that process with us when we have spiritual direction.
Yes.
So if you don't have a spiritual director, Lisa's available. Okay? And I'm available too. But we want you to reach out to someone and spend time talking with them about your life. There's so many things we keep hidden, so many things we keep unresolved, so many things we've just accepted that this is the way it has to be. Mm. And that's just not the case.
Right.
Right? We have to ask the Lord to enter into these. And sometimes, in order to make that happen, we need to spend time journeying with someone along with us and Christ.
Right.
Any final thoughts?
Well, the other word, meditate.
Okay, go ahead.
Because meditation is a good place where we can sit quietly with God and just invite him to console us and invite him to hold us and just invite him to be more present to us because I'm totally guilty of this. Like, I like my praise and worship music, and for a while I was resisting any sort of silence because I'm like, oh, well, God talks to me in the music, I don't need any silence. But Deacon Dave had recommended that I sit in silence, and then other people were affirming that as well. So I figured, well, I guess this time I better listen. And go ahead.
No, I think you brought up a good point. I think sometimes we hear something from one person, right? But then we hear it in several other places. And that is God, in most cases, affirming that this is something you should do.
And I
think we have to be watching for that, right?
Yes. And I mean, I knew you were right. I knew you had a very, insightful, I thought that was very, I needed that. But yet I still was resistant for whatever reason, just because of my stubbornness.
I'm used to you being resistant to the things I ask you to do. So it's okay.
But
perfectly
it actually,
normal.
Exactly. Normal response.
I'm going to get a lot of grief over this from our listeners, but that's okay.
No, it's deserved. I deserve it. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Just sitting in the quiet really makes a difference. And it kind of, like the, somebody had meant, we were in a small group with somebody, Deacon Dave and I, and the guy was saying, it kind of softens your day. So it allows you to, the things that maybe were irritating or affecting me, tend to not bother me when I dedicate that time. So
spend time letting the Lord console you.
Yes.
I'm Deacon Dave.
I'm my person, Lisa.
See you next time.
Bye.